The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't fence corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Thank you, Father. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for where you have taken me from. I thank you for my background. I thank you for my parents, my natural parents. I thank you for the journey of my life. I stand here to testify that you are good and your mercy endures forever. Lord Jesus, stand here to testify that you are good and your mercy endures forever. Always, I appreciate your love. Even in my secret place, I appreciate the love with which you have loved me. I have enjoyed an unusual love. I am a son of your love. You have kept me all these years in your faithfulness. You are true. You are true. Keeping covenants to generations and unto them that obey your commandment. Jesus, I stand here today to say thank you for the courage you always supply. When it looks like it's bigger, when it looks like it's greater, you always come to supply courage. The God of my father, Reverend Busui Olabode, the God of my mother, Reverend Bingpe Olabode, you have not left me. I see you all the time fighting for me, helping me, helping my weakness, helping my infirmities. Thank you for this assembly. It's an expression of your love. This house, assembly, Lagos Church, is an expression of your deep love. I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you. Hallelujah. So this year's conference, what's the theme? Our brotherhood. The crux of the matter of brotherhood came on Friday. When Daddy took the mic, God possessed him. And the old team makes sense to me. I just saw, okay. There are three levels of relationship. Number one is neighborhood. Say neighborhood. Again. The second one is the next to neighborhood is brotherhood. Then the peak is friendship. And you say neighborhood? So you will see all the parables of Jesus is around your neighbor, isn't it? In fact, the law of Moses is neighbor. There is no brother, no brethren under the law of Moses. Why? Ask me why. Because the blood of bulls and goats cannot generate brotherhood. Without fatherhood, there is no what? Brotherhood. Do you still remember that statement? Are we together today? Say a big amen. Amen. So it was the coming of Jesus that birthed brotherhood. Jesus did not come to strengthen neighborhood. Of course, he gave parables around neighborhood. What's his parable? The parable of Good Samaritan. Good Samaritan, a brother, your neighbor, who is my neighbor? You remember the parable where the man was traveling and he was attacked by armed robbers, bandits. Bandit has always been on the earth. The Lord will save Nigeria from bandits. They said the priest saw him and he passed by, isn't it? Amen. And Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem or course to Jericho, okay, go down before our time, half dead. And by chance, there came a certain priest. A priest should be compassionate, isn't it? But priest saw it and do this cross and went his way and passed by. The next one. And likewise, what? A Levite. A Levite is lower than a priest. Isn't it? If you have been reading your Bible now. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. So one thing that you owe your neighbor is compassion. That is the crux of neighborhood love. So your neighbors, you know, Jesus was, the Lord was telling them, how many of you will you see the goat of your neighbor inside the ditch on the Sabbath day and you will not pick it because it is Sabbath? Compassion should tell you. You know, some of us, we don't have compassion because life, you don't even have neighbor. Everybody don't fence, hey, this, oh God. In a compound of two flats, there is still fence in between. There is a gate here. There's a gate there. You have your gate. I have my gate. Even when rain is falling, you can only be looking at your neighbor's clothes from the net. The rain will beat it. You cannot help. In those days, it is may God restore life. Life is gone. May God restore life back. People will play ball and sleep in their neighbor's house. It is in the following morning that they will come home. And your parents will feel that you are okay. Nothing is happening to you. Street ball. Oh, Timmy. Oh, street ball. You play. People, set. Ah! What has happened to us? Now, to us now, we are more sophisticated, but we are dying. All that you know how to relate with that is your phone, iPhone 17. You have one friend on Instagram, one friend in Kinika, and you now be smiling. Well, my dad and he be wearing, you know. You didn't go out to go and play six court. Do you play six court? Presido. When you are coming by, what big borishinishi your leg, will bruise your leg. You'll be keeping it. when you are playing and they tackle you, you will pull sand, pack sand, drop pieces on it. You remember? Jesus.
You pack sand. Blood will be coming out. Pack sand. Put it. It will dry. Ah! There is a scripture that says, when village life ceases. Look for that scripture. So what we have today is a degradation. It's not sophistication. It's actually degrading. Life is gone. You and your neighbor will be in the same. You know that face me and face you arrangement. You know that thing. It looks like you're suffering, right? You look like, yeah, me. You mean face me and face. You know Shalanga thing? You know those green flies? You know those cockroach inside Shalanga? Some generation can never, Gen Z can never know what I'm describing. What they know is WC, WC. Have you flushed? Flush with it. Wait till they flush. You go use your leg, pack, remove the head of the hole. Wood, you remove the leg. You use your leg to remove the head, the top. But in discovery, it has been discovered now that when you are using WC, you don't empty your bowels. So some poo-poo is inside you now that has been there for years. No, they come out. Ah, sophistication don't keep us. You too do. Sophistication, you don't kill us. But when you bend down, those children are very strong. But today, because the inhabitants of the villages ceased. And you see, they ceased in Israel. So village life was no more. We now have city boys. City life. Neighborhood law. That was what you see. The whole law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, number is around how to deal with your neighbor. That's all. How to undo your neighbor. How not to covet your neighbor's wife. It's not your brother's. Maybe I'm making a mistake. Oh, show me 10 commandments. It's neighbor. The care. You cannot see, but today, what is happening? You go call up, be your neighbor's wife somewhere. Life. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make thyself a graven image unless in, then go down. Eh? Yes. Thou shalt not covet your neighbor's wife. I mean, it's not there. And give us. Thou shalt not. Go. Thou shalt not bear false witness against what? Thy neighbor. Thou shalt not what? Covet thy what? Thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife. Nor is what? His manservant. Nor is what? His maidservant. Nor his ox. Nor his ox. Nor anything. Jesus. If neighborhood love is like this, how will brotherly love look like? So we have not known this thing called brotherhood love. Don't talk friend. You see, the best of friends we are still seeing today. And you say, these brothers, these two people, these three people, these four people, they are so, we are still scratching. We have not gotten to the peak. If he says there is a love, there is a friend that sticks closer. So it means there is a brother that sticks close. If he says there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. So it means a brother is close. But if you see somebody who is close, what do you call them? It's a friend. Koti yewa. Somebody who they are close. You are still fulfilling the demand of brotherhood. If neighbor is like this, you can't covet your neighbor's property. But devil is the law of Satan destroyed is stronger than the law of Moses. So the law of Moses cannot really fulfill its essence. But this year, the Lord is saying he wants us to see our brotherhood beyond the neighbor. So compassion for your neighbor should be automatic. Your neighbor is not just the next person in your compound. I hope you know that. Say a big amen. Amen. When you hear neighbor now, your neighbor is the next person in your compound or the next person behind your house. No. You're in church, you have neighbor, you have brothers, you have friends. Of course, your neighbor also is your neighbor. He's telling you the degree of love. That your love may abound more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. So it means that where your love should start from, the least of your love should be compassion. You should see everybody as a neighbor first. What does that mean? There is a love dose that you should show to that brother sitting next to you. So there is no space you have in church not to be compassionate, either as a neighbor or as a brother or hallelujah. What did he say in 1 Thessalonians? He said, honor all men. Look at the progression. What did he say? Honor her. If you honor men, you will have compassion. Many of us, we don't honor people. There is a way you always look down on people. Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Because you will do evil in brotherhood if you don't have honor inside of you. Do you know that as husband and wife, if you don't honor yourself, you don't have marriage. Ororie. Okwe lo ba soro yen. And they will now laugh. We go read that. Ha. What? I hope no kind of house is like that in this place. That what you used to play with yourself. You are both talking. You are going to buy me. Huh? What? Oh, God. Any relationship that you remove honor from it is dead. It's dead. Our familiarity with each other should not remove honor from our relationship. Honor, say honor all men. That olokada that is carrying you to where you are going, honor him. Don't say because I'm paying. It's because you don't have it. So you are a slave rider. Many of us, we don't have honor. God was helping me to, in my household meeting on Friday, to see this. And God just opened my eyes to see that. Actually, the bedrock of love is honor. It's honor. Honor. The reason why brothers used to fight in the house, your natural, is because there is no honor, isn't it? Your younger brother used to insult you. The senior used to insult the younger brother. So in the house, you will realize that Egmo will be doing like Egmo. A bro now will feel like I deserve my own respect too. Mm-hmm. So there is not always peace. If elderly ones respect the younger ones, honor them, and then the younger also honors the elder, there will be peace. Love will ride on it easily. Hallelujah. I just realized that some men don't honor women. Some men, when you hear Galonsor, Obini, they will not tell you, but in their heart, they don't have regard for women. If any woman advise them, Kini. Okay, I've heard you, ma. But in their hearts, if they want to deal with you, it will put you in a system where woman is your boss. You'll be dying there, yet you will not leave. You'll be suffocating. When you now get up, you want to behave like the king that you were deprived of in your office. Someone, they don't have regard for their mother. They don't have regard for their sisters. You will think you are being yourself. You are being stupid. Because that thing will put you in trouble. The Lord told Abraham, go and listen to your wife. I'm not saying anything to you. On a matter that boils down on their family. What your wife said? Emiloso. If Abraham has not been used to hearing the voice of a woman, you will still say, I am the head of this house. Am I denying that you are the head of your house? I'm just saying that. In fact, some people are not married. Yet their female friends cannot advise them. Some guys here want girls to greet them first. Even though you know this person is older than you, can be your elder sister, you are waiting for her to greet you first. Good morning, sir. Yeah, good morning. They say, good morning, sir. When you want to respond, you say, good morning. You are stupid. You remove the sir. You delete it. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. You see, honor. When you see Mary Magdalene enter into the tomb of Jesus, say, big amen. She entered that tomb. The person, he was thinking that he was the guard. Yet he said, sir, where did you keep my Lord? She knew that this person is a God. He didn't know that he's an angel. So, how do you relate with somebody cutting flower in your house? Do you, in your heart, do you really respect that person? That maid that was asked to come and pack your house, clean your house, you know, run errands for you. Do you really honor the person? Because the Bible says, honor the Lord with all your substance. One way you show that you honor somebody is that sometimes, because of 15, that you can be fighting on the street. Change me, go 15. You kill a son, check it, 500, you agree. Say, money for 515, money, I need money. Match share with the foil. And because of 100 naira. Sometimes, I used to tell my wife used to think that they used to buy me very well. That anybody that sees you will know that money is in your hand. They will always, if what they will sell for normal, I say, well, that if you're supposed to sell this thing for 5,000 and you collect to 7,000 because you are seen that, I say, that 2,000, what will we do in your life? No, I'm not saying that they should be buying you anyhow. There are some people that if I want to go and buy something, I will take them beside me. When you want to buy something, just take Drizzy.ng with you. I've had that testimony. She will price your head down. It's a gift. We need such people in our community so that they will not down of us. Because if you leave me, I'll like mommy Ellen will say, sweetheart, Elolera Kinia. Am I worried? Because there is no amount you will call it. Mommy, hey, sweetheart. Women, leave us alone. They can't bower. That shoe, how much is it? Hey, it's a gift. Just collect gift. Their heart, you know, your heart will not rest. They'll be looking for a label around the shoe. If by mistake they now saw 50 pounds, hell! Sweetheart, gift is gift. Can you rest? Sisters, can you rest? You hold too much. They have to know this, though. Until they find the problem. They can wait until 3 months. Hey, sweetheart, shoot at your aniba and you're going here. That they don't let you, bullet here. You two, you are forgotten. You are forgotten what this. 55,000. Hey! Until they shout on your pricing, they will not rest. Nikoti Morini, Abule Egba, ni 12,000. Adetira. So I used to say, what has that extra 2,000 added to that person? You still the same shoemaker. He has not gotten the 2,000 and went to build house now. And I'll stop that business. Tomorrow you will still meet him there. I'm just trying to say honor. Say honor, honor, honor. I love the Bible. Say all men. This house, any house that is not built in honor, cannot last. As close as you are to your friend, you must give honor to that friend, because honor is of the art. That we laugh. Don't remove that place, because that is the foundation for anything you want to build. If you don't have honor, if you are not honorable, he said, honor all men, honor king. Don't say, you see, when you are brought, in fact, when you are brought before the king, don't say, my home kingdom is not of this world. I don't bow to any natural king. If you are brought to say, Olu of Wari, is it Olu of Wari that they call them? Maybe you want to go, you now get there. I am Pastor Akinlolu Dixon of True God Talk on Radio. My own kingdom is not of this world. I greet you, O King, may you live long. You are standing like a wood. You have already collected your reward. Honor kings. Kings, before they will bring you close, they will have, they are allergic to dishonor. Some people say, when I sit in the world, I will tell him the truth. After you have told him the truth, will he change? No, it's your truth that will change him. You know, some people are not wise. When I see him, I will tell him, you are a bad person. And your blood will spill in Nigerian soil. If a governor is coming to church, we will give him honor based on his position. If he says church will not open this Sunday, church will not open. So he said, pray for those in authority that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. So if Tinubu tomorrow say curfew on Sunday, you will only shout, you will only pray. You will not see open church. Because all of you, why did that? You were pastor to Sean Ron Kenya. Yeah, boss why you? Bible, Jesus even said, when you suffer, do not suffer like an evildoer, a breaker of the law. Rather suffer because of righteousness. Amen. So what I'm saying is that there are levels of honor. Just say, honor the widow. Who are widows indeed? It's not your Bible. Is there honor widows that are widows indeed? So honor your child. Because, you know what? In a great house, there are not just vessels of gold. There are vessels of wood. There are vessels of silver. He says, some unto honor and some unto what? Dishonor. He that honor me, I will honor. So God himself is honorable. You can't come near God. Why do you think the angel had to blind Zechariah? I mean, deaf. We read it this morning. I am talking to you. It's honorable to believe me. Cut me some slacks. Have you got an answer? Hear me out. Trust first. It's not honorable to disbelieve. Some men, they have concluded. When their wife is trying to explain the matter, even when this one is already like that, by the time you have now misjive, you will now realize that actually it's not really like that. It's honorable to listen. Say, listen. Let him or her express. Sweetheart. Why are you always counting offense? Every day is new. New, say new every morning. Honorable. It's easier to honor those who are over you. Abi? But it's more demanding to honor somebody that is beneath you. And that is where they really test if you have honor in your soul. How well do you honor your children? How well do you honor your wife? How well do you honor your brothers, your siblings? Firstborn can be very proud sometimes, though. If God no help you. Firstborn, they can be problematic. Sorry if you are firstborn in this house. Me, I'm secondborn. And you know, lastborn can also be very deadly. There is something about first and last. Because lastborn feels everybody wants to collect honor. Nobody is honoring me. Isn't it? Everybody wants me to honor them. You wake up in the morning, greet everybody. I go my karma. I go my character. I go. Who is greeting me? Ojanku. Go out for a love for boy. Well, I go and wash your clothes. Wash your plate. You are not shouting for anybody. Ah, may the Lord help every last born. May God strengthen your heart. Because it can be frustrating. Every load is on your head. Every dirty job is on you. You don't know what if all of your elderly ones are now ladies and you are the only guy and you are the last born? Ah, you are in trouble. Really, I say unto you. But you see, in the progression of things, you need to understand that everybody, if we honor ourselves, there won't be reason for riot. There is riot when somebody is looking for an undeserved honor. Say honor. Honor authorities. Honor them to the heart. Honor them to the heart. Because every other thing is resting on brotherhood. Is resting on that love. Is it brotherhood and friendship? Is resting on that place of honor, and compassion. The reason why brotherhood always have problem is because we don't honor ourselves. Now, look at all the examples I will be giving us right now. To start with, Cain and Abel. That's the beginning. That's the first brother that existed. That's the first level of brotherhood. God had respect for the offering of Abel. God had honor for that. God honored that offering. But for Cain, so actually speaking, Daddy was saying, God really wanted families to be a place of love. But anything that has to do with blood, Satan is interested. The beginning, when you look at our journey, from brethren to a higher level of brotherhood, which is friendship, what you'll be contending with is the dragon. At the level of neighbor, spirits are fighting you. But when you cross to, because testimony, anytime you hear testimony, testimony is blood, isn't it? Testimony is blood. You hear testimony is blood. From that point to friendship is dragon. You will see devil. Devil. So when you want to see devil, go to family houses. Go to family meeting. You don't attend family meeting. I beg you. You don't family meeting. The family meeting you attend now is online. Abi, I feel calling for mama. Mama need to come to the US. No, let her come to Canada first now. No, Austria. Wish you much leg go now. That's your own family meeting. When you see family meeting of our Ogun Baba wa, Ofio, Okoko, people will put something charm down to kill his. You will see raw devil. That's natural, though. When you see natural family, that is where devil, property, say inheritance. The reason why warfare is in family is inheritance. Say inheritance. So, brotherhood should inherit. The reason for brotherhood is inheritance. You will see devil. The first time devil will enter somebody's heart is on the issue of brotherhood. God was warning Cain. Cain, sin lieth at thy door. To rule over you. And Cain fell for that. The Bible doesn't say he slew Abel. He slew his brother. So Satan can feel a heart to killing your brother. You will know why John was shouting. He that hated his brother is a murderer. Because he knew what hatred cost in the natural family. And the easiest place to hate is your. You know, when you have 5 children in a house, when they are still growing up, maybe they are okay. But a time will come, if you are off, if all of them are not pressing into this light, a time will come that hatred will come into that system. There's just one person in your family, among your siblings, you don't like. You don't like his gut. You don't like his thinking. You don't like the way he talks. You don't like. Say Satan. Daddy said one strike. He said, even if your brother is a waster, don't block him. You know, some of your brother, they're always asking for money from you. Anytime they see his money, Egmo, Abro, Mo Ambio, Abro. There is no, either he's old or he's young, it doesn't matter. You have tendency to throw away your brothers. But don't do it. Keep them. Fight for them. Say our brotherhood. Fight for your brothers. Pray for them. Look for every opportunity to bring them to where you are. Because that is what will save you at the end of the day. Yes. Cain crucified Abel. End of story. A time came again, another family, another brotherhood occur. Say, Esau and Jacob again. In fact, from the womb, one is already holding the leg of another one. Jesus. Brotherhood is a warfare. But do you know that God, he said, Jacob have I loved. Esau have I what? Hated. Now, it will look like God preferred somebody, isn't it? But God has already spanned out their life. The hatred means I prefer this one over this one. Your joy in life will be to align to this one. If you align to this one, you will have peace in your life. There are some people in your family, you may not like their face. You may not like their gut. But, hey, if you are not knitted to them, you are going nowhere. The day the blessing was transferred to Jacob, the truth of the matter is that in a brotherhood, one person is the carrier of the blessing for everybody. But, like Daddy would say, everybody wants salvation, but they want it to come through them. And it has never happened before. Nope, all of us cannot be savior at a level. Eventually, we will have capacity to save. But at the beginning, one among all of us is carrying that thing. And it is honorable for you to discern it and say, there is something about this person in this brotherhood. Let me switch more to our brotherhood in the spirit, because natural brotherhood has failed. There is nothing you can bring out of it. But in the spirit, when you look at the way warfare broke out between Jacob and Esau, at the point that Jacob wanted to pass through the land of Esau, Esau said, no, you can't go through. No. No. Brothers. God gave you inheritance. And God deliberately wanted Esau to accept Jacob. But you know, you see that thing called hatred. May you not find a place in your heart. Amen. When you have hatred in your heart, there is nothing good you ever see. When somebody have a clear down, when you hate somebody, look at the kind of love that Abraham and Lot displayed. Not Abraham displayed toward Lot, his brother. You know his brother? Any love that Abraham was showing to Lot was as a result of the father of Lot, which was the brother of Abraham. You heard that they took Lot. You imagine what happened now? The herdsman of Lot was fighting the herdsman of Abraham. And over the time, Abraham just said, let us separate. And you gave your younger brother autonomy to choose first. Look anywhere. Look. If you choose this side, I will go this side. Oh my God. May the Lord raise brothers like this. That you are not going to strive. Because what is yours is yours. What is not yours, you fight to get it, you will lose it. What is not yours is not yours. And Lot looked at the greenest part of that area. He was not even concerned that my elder brother also has cattle now. What will his cattle eat? He took. Such things can brew hatred in somebody's life. Ignore me. I borrow your. That I even ask you to choose. You should return it back to me. I say, well, you can choose. So, why do you. Ignore me. Choose. Is that not wisdom? You took it. Now, look. Okay. Let's take this place. And Abraham took a rugged relief. Mountains. If they had ever told Lot that where that was that place that was green was Sodom.
The land is always greener on the other side. For where you have sent me is good enough for my soul. I'm starting from Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, until I reach the ends of the earth. In his green land, after he has taken everything, they came to arrest him, bundle him, take his wife, take his cattle, take everything. When Abraham heard, "You lay hand on my brother." Hey! Can you fight for your brother like that? Can you hear somebody talking about wisdom on the streets? You will not have your own mouth. You can be in the market. You can be somewhere. And somebody will be talking against your brother. I say, we all know him. We have been talking to him. He's also to change. Otherwise, he will not change. You have killed brotherhood there. You have slain something. And Lot and Abraham guarded his house. He was not even afraid. Do you know how many kings he was going to fight? 5 kings with their armies. He had 318 soldiers. He is ready to wipe out his whole household to save his brother. What if in that warfare they didn't come back? I've not thought about it. They will wipe out Abraham's household just because he wants to go and save one. let me not. Brother. And God was watching that act. If Abraham had said, he would never have met Melchizedek. They were waiting for that war because he broke every mind that want to stop him from that warfare. He broke through it and he said, "No, this is my brother," and he fought. And God granted victory. On his way back. In fact, they said, "Abraham, choose any, take any spoil of war." He said, "Me?" So that you will not say you made Abraham rich. This warfare is not to enrich me. If he had taken something, he will have too much. He said, "This warfare is not to enrich my pocket. It's for love." There are some things you do for your brother, not for gain. It's not everything you gain. It's everything you gain. Because your gain is still coming. I'm not saying you should be doing everything free for everybody in church. Because you must also know your brother. Everybody in church is not your brother. We are all brethren. I hope we can understand this. I still want us to go back and listen to that message on Friday. All of us, we are all brethren, you know, brother by the blood of Jesus. That's a brotherhood at the level, at the peak, at the general level. All of us in Eternal Life Embassy, we are all brethren. I hope you know that. That's another level. If you come for purpose, singleness with purpose meeting, we look at various tables. The body of Christ is a big table. Then when you come to Eternal Life Embassy, it's another table. Inside Eternal Life Embassy, you have your brothers. When I mean brothers now, don't be quick to say, "Brother, Shamasha and Sonny Church." Because we're in the world of feminism. When they say brother, just see yourself there. Daddy said it today. Our soul is both male, our spirit is male, our soul is female. So we are all brothers and sisters. It's called brotherhood. Brotherhood is not, let us go and establish our sisterhood of light. Huh. Sister, say, "I am in the brotherhood." So when I'm mentioning brother, don't be quick to be looking at brother Joshua, brother. Look at yourself. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not every warfare you will gain.
It's not every deal, every transaction that it will enrich your pocket. You will lay down your life for your brethren. After Abraham had finished, they upgraded Abraham. The warfare was to upgrade Abraham. They gave him bread and wine, which is to bring him to another high level of priesthood. Do you know that on a normal day, Joseph said, I saw how many stars? How many stars? He saw 12 stars. Are they not 12? So, what does that connote? They are all stars. But hatred, rivalry, jealousy will not allow you to hear that. He said he saw 12 stars. In the inheritance, they are all meant to be stars. But all of them must bow to this star to become that star. You must understand that in your brotherhood, you must know, understand graces. Abby? Say graces. Oh my God. Graces. Everybody will waste if you don't understand grace. Out of 5 of you, there is just something on one person. And we all must protect that person. If we don't protect, if that person should die, just know that we are dead. Because God does not really change easily like that. Remove it on this one. Put it on this one. The gift of God are without what? Repentance. They connived. So we will now be serving him. We must all serve one another's interest for progress. And then he said, eventually, after they sold Joseph, what became of their life? It was hunger. Hunger will have killed them. What became of their life? You think when we remove this person from this family will have peace. But you are lying. You remember the fingers? Illustration. Any finger you remove weakens the punch. Remove anyone. As much as the thumb is the one binding them together, is the one giving the force. He's the first, isn't he? He gave up. So, but all of them must be complete. If you want to punch somebody and you remove thumb, you are joking. You must be joking. Isn't it? Now, if you have the punch and you remove this one, it will still be forceful a little. If you remove this one, it will be forceful. If you give it away. Abi, if you, it will not be as forceful as it should be if the 5 is complete. There is a weight of someone in your brotherhood that if you remove it, if you remove that weight in that place, Nkwanche, wow. And do you know that every time every heart want to quickly prove God is wrong. What do I mean? Immediately, Jacob received the blessing. Esau went away to go and build cities, isn't it? Dukes, cities. He has dukes set over places. He has expanded. When Jacob was still looking for land to pass through, and it's only blessing. Has already flourished, isn't it? I don't even understand what I'm saying. Has already flourished. In fact, they were even begging him to let us pass. This one that carry blessing has never settled down. He's still going to one land of promise that they don't even know how the place looks like. So what does that mean? It means that the inheritance is not your natural, it's not the natural expansion. That is what we want to understand, that sometimes you may have Jeep. When you go ahead and have your Jeep and build your house, when the person that carries the blessing comes with Bitu, you know Bitu, Ijakpa, you will envy him. Because there is something about that Bitu that carries life. Till Esau died, Esau kept jealous seeing this guy. What do I have? I went to slavery with Laban. From slavery, I brought wives and children. God blessed me. You already, you don't need to go and serve anybody for 40 years to have a wife. You have plenty of wives. I am trusting God that the Lord will make us more discerning. The day Joseph unveiled himself to his brethren, he cried. He said, don't cry. Don't worry. God has sent me ahead. He will always be ahead. No matter what you do. In fact, when the father wants to bless them, he said, her chastity has so vexed him. Let's see that. Give me that blessing of Joseph. Are we blessed today? Look at this. Joseph is a fruitful bough, even a fruitful bough by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers have sorely grieved him. And what? Shot at him. And what? But does that change anything? Anyone that the Lord has raised, your hatred can't pull him down. Yes, sir. It was spirit that was fighting Joseph. But he found brethren to use. Don't allow yourself to be an instrument. Yeah. When devil is fighting somebody, you know, devil will not show his face. He will use man. But woe unto you if devil finds you as an instrument to use to bring down your brother. Look at it. But his bow abode in strength. And the arm of his arms were made strong by the hands of the Almighty, God of Jacob. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Yes. Even by the God of thy father, who shall help thee, and by the Almighty, who shall bless thee with the blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lieth under, blessings of the breast, blessings of the womb. The blessings of thy fathers have prevailed above the blessings of thy progenitors unto the uttermost bound of the everlasting hills. They shall be on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him that was what? I can't hear you. So what they thought they were doing in anger, in hatred, was God was using it to separate him from his brethren, because they will not allow him to leave if he stays with them. Sometimes God will have to remove him. Sometimes you are five, you are six, because you didn't design somebody well. God will remove the person and go and walk on him somewhere. Jesus Christ said, a prophet have no honor in his own house. Should that be? No. So he just could not perform some miracles in his own country because they looked down on him. Joseph. You will see Satan. Thank God for Judah. Judah said, if we kill this guy, his blood will be on our hands. And Reuben heard it And he delivered him out of their hands and said, let us not kill him. Yes. Then Reuben said unto them, shed no blood, but cast him into the pit that is in the wilderness, and lay no hands upon him, that he might rid him out of their hands to deliver him to his father again. Yes. And it came to pass, when Joseph was come unto his brethren, that they stripped Joseph of the coat of his coat, his coat of many colors that was on him, yes, and they took him and cast him into the pit. And the pit was empty. There was no water in it, yes. And they sat down to eat bread, and they lifted up their eyes and looked, and behold, a company of Gileadites, Ishmaelites, came from Gilead with the camel, bearing spicery and balms and meat, going to carry it down to Egypt, yes. And Judah said unto his brethren, that's where I'm going, what profit is it? Okay, it was Reuben that said they should not kill him. It was Judah that said they should sell him. Amen. May you not kill your brother. Amen. You know, many of us, we are still thinking, do I have a brother? I only have brethren. You are not really, you have not come into a brotherhood. But what, as you grow up in the faith, you will begin to know this person is more than a church member to me. This person is more than a church member. There is a way your bowel opens to them. There is a way you stick close. Anywhere you see brotherhood, look at David also. Isn't it? David and the seven and the other six brethren. The way they treated David like an idiot in the family. How can you say your last born should be the one in the forest taking care of sheep? That was where lions came. So actually, they don't care if this guy should die. I don't even know what I'm saying. When Samuel came to anoint king, Samuel, what's it? Jesse, can you parade all your children? He paraded Eliab, Chama, Abinadab. He will come. This one is not the chosen of the Lord. He now had to ask. It was not Jesse that told him that there is a last born in the forest. It was Jesse Samuel that was like, are these all your children? There's one rascal boy, one stupid, useless boy, bush boy. Is that there? Someone said, what? I am not going to sit down until he appears. Can he be the one? With the chest of Eliab, with the height of Abinadab, with the handsomeness of Shammah. Those have rejected all of them. There is one boy, shepherd boy in the forest. Jesus, you can't despise anybody in your brotherhood. You see, what this hand cannot do, you know this one will do it. There are some places this hand will not enter. If you try to force it in, you damage it. In fivefold ministry, this is the teaching, isn't it? Teaching means you can enter anywhere, any small place you can enter. What's this one? This is what? Pastors? Evangelists, have you? So, this pastoral is the love finger, isn't it? I don't know where you put your ring. Some people will be doing that this year, next year again now. Shaka, oloroka, shaka. So, a pastor wants to join you to the Lord. Pastor, that's joy, pastor. Pastoral grace is to join you to the Lord. Then you have evangelist, which is the tallest of them. When I they stick out his head. Isn't it? He goes out, bulldoze everywhere. Then he will bring the rest there. Then you have the prophetic grace, who point fingers, who point direction. Isn't it? Then you see the Baba of them all. The first is the apostle. He's the one that puts seal on every document. Anyone who does not seal, no, they fly. When Paul received eye revelation, Paul knows his brethren. We should go to and submit it. Sometimes you don't know how to submit one to another. And then he was saying, some people, they just like to go to pastor straight. No. There is a level of talking we must have talked among ourselves before you now say, okay, let's carry pastor along on this, our matter. Then we look at, okay, pastor, we look at this, we saw this, okay, we are submitting it. And pastor said, it's okay, it's good, go ahead. Hallelujah. But some people, you want to have direct access. You neglect your brother. You drink everybody. Stamp upon everybody. Neglect them. You will not still do well in the faith. You have to know the place of that person standing beside you in your walk of faith. David came and Samuel said, this is the anointed. I know they were all shocked. How come this boy? They fought him. That was how they were talking with him on the day he came to rescue them from the hand of Goliath. Allah, your jew on here. We know that you will always come to war. We want to always come to do. So all the while they have been tormenting that boy at home. Hey, mommy, is there not a curse? You have always been here for how many days? You have not been able to answer this man. Brother, you would think the wala of brotherhood ended in the Old Testament. Until you get to New Testament, you now see that. Jesus says, have I not appointed 12? And one of you is devil. Even the brothers that Jesus select, Satan enter the place again. I say, no, I'm always, anywhere you see brotherhood, Satan is not far. How did they manage to undo Judas in that company that Judas was not able to sell his idea to one more person in that company? Devil sold his own to Judas. Judas couldn't sell it. So, among them, there is a devil. You don't know what I'm talking about? That in this season, we will be so wise in our brotherhood that even the seemingly disagreement or the issues there will not be an issue. You can't be angry and walk out of your brotherhood. You walk out of life. So the strength of brotherhood is the Father covering it. Jesus was in that place. You know, there are times that fight will broke out among disciples. The one that was very terrible was the one that said, who is the greatest? That the mother of John and Zebedee came and said, one on the right, one on the that night was hot among the in the camp. You will know that all of them are behind that seat. All of them are behind it. And everybody was right. Jesus said, you guys, you want to be great? Yes. Then serve. Our brotherhood will be stronger when we serve one another. Peter was a very sincere guy. I know Peter was not really looking for a head, but the thing was just around him. That was why he called Paul our brother Paul. There are some things that our brother Paul wrote. He designed that brother. So our fence will be strong against. So that somebody is misbehaving is not enough to excommunicate even the brother that was sleeping with his father's wife. You remember? That same father's wife, and is boasting in church. Paul said, remove him out of church. Give his body to Satan. By the time he now saw how guys are dealing with him, No. In 2 Corinthians, he wrote again. Abba. Can you give me that scripture? Like, you know some guys, some brothers in church. When you catch somebody is fornicating, hey! So you should, Pastor, you should go and cut grass. You see where you get it, you cut it from here to go. That's your portion for this Sunday. Go outside and cut all the grass there. You know how to keep your vessel. They are already waiting. Maybe they have been, we have told you the way this guy is doing in the church. We know that. It will soon fall one day. But the way brothers dealt with that brother, brethren dealt with him. Paul had to say, in our words, sufficient to such a man is this punishment. Which was what? All the wonder, you know, they have been looking at him. they have been looking at him. The way he was boasting around the church. You slept with your father's wife, yet you are not meek. They are not one, right? But they have been looking at the day Paul announced that, hand him over. Oh, brother Jude, brother Tabernacle, brother Tamanat. They took him. Yes, Satan, you see, Satan has entered your heart. The death, Paul had to write, you were, what was inflicted of many. He said, so that, contrarywise, ye ought rather to what? To forgive him. Say, forgive him. Don't be too eager to fight for God. The house must be pure. Yes, I understand, sir. Keep everywhere clean. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I know, sir. But can you be forgive him and comfort him? Because, hey, if you don't comfort him, if you lose a brother, as dirty as what he has done is, it's not enough to give a brother away to Satan. You know, some father can just stand and say, I disown you, foolish father. There is nothing a child should do that is strong enough for you to say, you cease no more to be my child today. Why? Because of investment. Say investment. He said, comfort him, lest perhaps such a one should be what? Should be swallowed up with overmuch sorrow. Amen. Wherefore, I beseech you that ye would what? Say, love the brotherhood. Ye would what? Confirm your love towards him. Because the one that is sick is the one that needs much love the most. You know that? It is when your brother is sick that they buy milk for him. Oh, you don't know that one because you drink milk every day. You know your house, milk flow like water. Your house is a land flowing with milk and honey. But in some families, that is when they will buy egg. They will now give, you cannot eat it too. He will still buy everything. Buy Rabina. Buy Lucozade Boost. Oh, Boost. Oh, Boost of your life. Lucozade Boost. Because he is sick. When somebody is sick, when you know the weakness of somebody, it should behoves on you more grace to cover. Say, love, cover it. There are some things that when you catch Brother Imole do some things, it's not in your mouth to now call Sister or in your friendship clique. Hey, brother Gwenga, I want to buy a church. Why you going loan your bubu? Wow. Like you want to raise prayer body now. Love. So it means that there is no brotherhood that is sin free. He will say, love the brotherhood. And he said, love covereth multitude of sin. It means that your brotherhood, they are not perfect in your brotherhood. And there's no day that will happen where everybody will just be free. No. Come ask me. If you are Joseph, what will you do, Alexo? You will be thinking many things. No. You will think of that pit without water that they cast you inside. Bands. You will now look at what Potiphar's wife did to you. Ha! You will now look at the prison yard. The beloved of the father, that he had coat of many colors. You took me from my father's love. But those experiences are not strong enough to. It's a love. Love is more than death. Have you heard what they call it? Yes, it's stronger. As long as you didn't die. You know, many of you, the hatred you had against your father or your mother was that my mother neglected me while growing up. Abiyamo. Ah! But you are grown up now. If you are wise, some fight, you will not fight it. My father did not sponsor me. You are a graduate now. Who sponsored you? If God did not put your love in that person's and nobody sponsored me, I struggled. Okay, you struggled. Who gave you the health to struggle? Okay, you struggled, Neil. Who gave you that energy? So you cannot be angry with your father. Joseph said, see the way Joseph narrated your experience. He said, God, it is God that sent me ahead of you. Imagine if I'm not here. Hunger will kill our whole family, including me. My father will die. All of you will die. My younger ones will die. My cattle will die. Everybody will die. So you are not saying that the neglect, maybe you overheard. Your mother told your dad, Musobeko share on your money by oh share on you. So me. So some children heard some things from their parents. And it changed the way forever. So I'm supposed to have been aborted. So I'm not even useful. But you are useful now. If you are not useful to them, you are useful to me. Abi? Paul told who is? Is he Onesimus? Onesimus, he was sending it to who? The story of Onesimus. Philemon. He said, Onesimus is a slave who also stole. It's not enough that you are a slave. Otujale. So at that point, you are supposed to be killed. If they catch you, you should die. Paul told him, I've met this one. This one is no longer a slave. He's a brother. He said, accept him as a brother. And if you think he's owing you anything, put it in my charge. If you think your father has offended you, your pastor has offended you, your mother has offended you, put it in my what? In my charge. And forgive them. Because your brotherhood consists of your parents. Your natural brothers, your siblings, you can't hate them and make progress in life. Because that thing you are running away from, you will also fall into it. Your child will grow to a point and we also, you don't know these things? That is a spirit. Hatred is a spirit. I've come to know it. It can latch on your soul. You are okay now. You didn't. Your mother left where you when she gave birth to you. You have grown up now. Your father did not sponsor you. You are a graduate. Even if you are not a graduate, because of that, they did not go to university. Thank God you are still alive. You can go to National Open University now. Take form. There's no time you wake up that you did not wake up. Hallelujah. So when you see the writings of John epistle, you will see a lot about brothers, brotherhood, brothers, brethren. I am trusting the Lord today that in this new season we have come into by the reason of Confist, may our brotherhood be stronger. Yeah. When you look at corn, when you take that maize like that, you see the way they set. Ah! If you remove one, it will be so obvious. It's not hid. May devil not remove you. Yeah. There is something, even if you are not doing anything, you are adding beauty to the arrangement. Let's even say you are not adding anything. Your stand alone is adding beauty. I say, may your feet not be taken. Yeah. May you not be replaced. Yeah. May you find grace to love when you discover fault. Yeah. One thing some people are experts in doing is to withdraw. They will always, when they realize that you have some, they withdraw from you. Anyway, they withdraw from you. Anyway, they withdraw from you. Yet, they have their own issues. I say, may you love. In this new year we have come into, may the love of our brotherhood grow stronger and stronger. May we find grace to forgive. Today, if you have any hurt against anybody, may the Lord Jesus, through his blood, grant you grace to forgive. You don't even know how deep that thing has gone inside of you. But today, the blood will flow deep down to the root and it will cleanse it in the name of Jesus. Can we pray today? Commit yourself to Jesus. Don't carry the burden that Jesus has given you. Don't carry it. Don't carry it. You don't need it. Don't carry any burden that Jesus has not put on you. Unforgiveness is a burden, is a weight. Don't carry it. It's not yours. Let go, let go, let go, let go, let go of the past. Your brother in church has offended you, and because of that, you have withdrawn completely. Find grace. Find grace. Your siblings, your father, your mother, your auntie, your uncle, you know, all of that. Forgive yourself first. Yourself first. Forgive yourself first. And then find grace to forgive others. Agade Banashda. Is it your wife? You are already growing bitterness against your wife. He said also that husband, do not be bitter against. So you have tendency as a husband to be bitter against your wife, to be bitter against your husband. We are praying today that the Lord Jesus, in his mercies, he will grant us grace and strength to take away bitterness, unforgiveness between husband and wife, unforgiveness, unforgiveness. The Lord Jesus will take it away in the name of the Lord Jesus. Zado Pranante, Zelia Noshta. Let there be deliverance today. By the time we'll be having Confist next year again, oh, you will have been freer than this. Yes, I say you'll be freer than this. Free spirits, free hearts, free soul, free. Burdens are taken away. burdens are lifted. Your heart will be free. Every weight upon your heart, every burden upon your heart is lifted, 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 is lifted. Every burden, every burden, every burden against yourself, against your brother, against your sisters, against your siblings, against your parents, against your pastors, against your leaders. Ayana Mashata. Today, I pray, find grace to be free. Every spirit resting and standing and sitting upon unforgiveness, today I curse you to your roots in the name of Jesus. And I also pray, every sickness that is in your body because of unforgiveness, because of hatred, because you are holding somebody in your heart, I pray today, I say that sickness, as you find grace to forgive, lose your hold in the name of Jesus. Every evil you have suffered because of the hold of evil spirits over your soul, I pray today, let there be reconciliation. I say, let there be reconciliation in the name of Jesus. Our brotherhood will be more lovely. Love will flow one to another, one to another, one to another, one to another, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Glory and honor be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.